feeling like a million since I got you living in.
We are pieces of a whole with different feelings to evoke, giving distinction to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing.
We're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, and along with the former Attorney General and Secretary of State of Rufus Edmiston and Phil Campbell, who's working on a TV changer, that channel changer, remote control, that had problems with the batteries. So she's cleaning out
slightly,
the corrosion.
Slightly had problems.
something exploded in it, but at any rate, I think it was the batteries.
Yeah,
so, Phil's with us from Campbell Road Nursery, and Rufus has been cleaning this morning, and Phil's been fixing things.
Maybe I need that thing they call a Swifter.
Well, I do start bringing your tools and whatever you need. Vacuum. We do need to vacuum.
And anyway, what I regret is I lost 3/4 of that Dr. Pepper, and to get to one here in your place, I've got to navigate elevators and.
I can run down there right fast.
You need one.
Yeah, we can get you.
If you gotta have one, is it 10-24? We'll have it up here by 10.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
All right, so we're going to talk to Francis in New Hill, long-time listener.
Yeah.
Hey, Francis.
Hey, how are y'all doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good.
We're doing good.
You.
Well, you know, I don't have a question, but I've got to share something beautiful that I was a part of last night.
Very good.
A friend of mine invited me over to watch his primrose open. It's
serious.
Yeah, it's the evening primrose.
Oh, okay.
And so we all gathered, some of my family went with me, and we all gathered around this bed of flowers about 8 o'clock, and we stood there and watched those things open, and they were gorgeous.
My goodness.
You seen them before?
Yes.
I have, and we do the same thing with our night blooming cirrus. It does the same thing, and it's just gorgeous. You can see it open.
Yeah, you can actually see it just unfold. It was just I just had to share that with y'all today.
I appreciate that. It must have really had a great effect on you, Francis.
It did.
The miracles of nature.
It is. And, you know, I love nature. I just love flowers and plants. But that was an experience that I had to share with y'all this morning. And also a moon vine does the same thing.
Right.
I think.
It does.
Oh, absolutely.
It sure does.
You know, Francis, in these days of fraught people at one another's throats and this and that, if people only knew what a joy just doing something like you described. Now, this is not at nighttime, but I have this little habit of seeing if 4 o'clock's start really opening up and blooming at around 4 o'clock, and I'll be dogged if they don't. Now, when you have a time change, I don't know. But I go by Eastern time.
Eastern time, also.
And by 4:30, those 4 o'clocks have bloomed, and it's an easy little plant to grow. Just to have a seed within an inch of the ground, it'll grow.
Do they spread?
They spread big time.
Well, Francis, you can't see my shirt, but my shirt's got a Winnie the Pooh. Life is good, and it says nature is magic. Uh-huh. And when those blooms open like that one did last night, and you're with friends, that's pretty magical.
That's magical.
I know. I just had to share that. You know, if somebody wants peace of mind, just get closer to nature. That's what I say.
That's
how can you not believe in a higher power when you see something like that?
Amen.
It's beyond me.
Absolutely. I totly agree with you on that, Rufus.
Do you like gladiolas, Francis?
I do like them, but, you know, those things you have to stake up.
I know. I love them. That's my favorite summer flower, I think, is gladiola.
Oh, they're beautiful because they keep blooming on the stalk. You know, they just keep on.
I know.
But So y'all have a good day. Won't
you
take
too, Francis.
Time here.
Take her easy. Bye-bye.
Y'all have a good day.
You Thank
too.
You.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
We're going to talk with Brother Billy at the State Farmers Market coming up, but Martha is with us. Martha, good morning. You're on WPTF.
Hello. Hello, good morning. I have a very specific question. My mother-in-law's old, way too big gardenia barely bloomed this year, and obviously we need to cut it back, but do we need, what? How could you fertilize it, an old bush like that?
I wouldn't worry about fertilizing it.
Yeah.
I just, I never fertilize mine, and I know what kind you're talking about, but I would just go in and cut it back and give it some new life.
Okay, so just after the few little blooms it had this year, cut it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one that...
They're gorgeous, you know, the big old...
They oh, I know, and they, I know they were really yeah. pretty this year, and they are pretty this yeah. year.
Well, but these are really sad this year.
That's are they getting too little sun now?
Yeah, that might be.
Yeah, that's usually the case in something in a plant that looks healthy like that.
Of course, it's been they've been there forever under these trees. I right. think.
Oh well,
that's what's wrong. I'll tell you what you can do.
Uh-huh.
Gardenias are really easy to root. So why don't you root some cutting? Take some cuttings and root those cuttings, and then you can have some, and you can share some with the rest of your family.
Right, from your grandmother.
And you'll always have.
Yeah.
That gardenia.
So how to explain exactly how you do that?
You can, I mean, it's basically, for a gardenia, it's very easy. Lane rooted some off of mine, and you just need to have a place where you can keep it moist while you're trying to get it to root. So what you do is just, you'll need to wait for it to, the stems to harden off just a little bit more. Probably... sometime in July, you can go ahead and take those cuttings and stick those in some sandy type soil, mix some soil and maybe a little bit of sand with it or something like that, and then just make sure you keep it not just sopping wet, but just moist.
Yeah.
Okay, and keep it in a warm spot, in a sunnier spot, and you should be fine. I think we probably took about a 4 or 5 or 6 inch cutting. Mm-hmm. and they might even root in water. Now I don't know for sure, but they might. A lot of plants do.
So I could try 2 or 3 different ones.
Yeah, you can.
Sure.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like it's going to hurt the shrub, and you're going to cut some back anyway.
Right.
So that would be a great idea.
Yeah, and I would suggest putting a little root tone on too.
Oh yeah, I forgot that.
What I do is I wet the stem, and then stick it down in the root tone, so the root tone will stick on the stem, and then take a pencil and make a hole so you don't scrape off your root tone.
Right.
And put it down in the. I use old Dr. Pepper. Cups, not the bottle, just cups, anything like that.
Right. Okay.
And
yeah,
maybe Rose, the propagator Rose, will talk about can we do it in the water?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never done that. I've never tried that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I do enjoy listening to you.
Thank you, Martha. Appreciate you being a part of the show.
Room these old girls back.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. That's all right. Great. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gardenias like sun. So many plants like sun.
Yeah.
Billy is with us. Billy, Brother Billy from the State Farmers Market. How you doing, Billy?
I'm doing good. Hope you are.
Yes, sir. How about you?
I am doing good. Beautiful day. I'm out at the market and enjoying the outside. No rain. Temperatures ain't bad.
Yeah, did y'all get any rain the other night? I was down at the coast, and we got a little bit, and you know, some lightning and wind and thunder. What about around here? Did you get any rain where you were, where you live, Billy?
What was that, Wednesday or Thursday?
Yeah,
Wednesday night.
Right.
Yeah, it was kind of. In fact, I left Raleigh, went out to Kinley, and I kind of rode rain the whole way.
You know, speaking of Kenley, I was just noticing that the last Saturday, the town of Kenley unveiled an historic plaque. It's kind of like an historical marker for the occasions. Used to be the K's Combo, and they, you know, they wrote "Girl Watcher."
Oh,
and
my!
The last two surviving members of that original group were there. So that's really cool.
Well, your sister station here plays that song a lot. I'm a girl watcher.
That was everybody was playing it back in what 67, 68, somewhere.
And we were doing it too.
That's right. Absolutely, still do. So Billy. What about this morning out at the farmer's market? I guess you got some peaches.
We've got peaches. We still have some strawberries. We have blackberries.
Freestone peaches yet, Billy?
Not yet, I don't believe.
Probably toward the end of, I don't know, it's usually toward the end of June, but it may be a little earlier this year. I don't know.
It probably will be a little earlier. We have red hazel peaches. And I believe, if memory serves me correct, we got a couple more peaches to go before Freestone one.
Okay.
Phil, you just walking around, or I mean, you going to participate in the show?
No, I'm sorry. I was checking on the TV.
She's got to fix
things. We talk about obsessions.
I was just trying to find some.
Billy Rufus has been cleaning up here, and Phil has been fixing things this morning. How about that?
I was just trying to find some batteries, Billy. You got some 2A batteries, AA batteries? Oh, no, it's AAA. I'm sorry.
Go upstairs and ask Mr. Curtis if he's, if he's got.
I started
if
steal
he's
some.
In. I don't. Hey, he's probably not in right
hey,
now.
Hey, Billy, have you ever stole batteries out of somebody else's remote?
You didn't just do that, did you?
No, I thought about it, though.
Dadgum, Phil. we just got a watcher.
No, we just got to make sure everything works correctly so we can have a good show.
Well, Billy, I knocked over my Dr. Pepper this morning, and it was like the floods of old, 40-year flood. And I'm over here scrubbing around.
If any engineer's listening, don't worry about it. We saved everything. It didn't hit anything electrical, I think.
Yeah.
No. Now, Rufus, was that one of those glass bottles, Dr. Pepper's, that we had?
No, it's plastic.
It's a 10, 2, and 4 plastic.
And that's the only thing that's been on his mind the whole time is that he lost some of that Dr. Pepper. He's not very engaging on the show this morning because of that.
Well, I heard y'all offering one earlier.
I'm getting it back. when y'all get to the part of the show when you want to talk about the restaurants, I want to say a word about the seafood restaurant.
All right. Well, we'll hold that and get back to the peaches. So when are we going to have some Freestone peaches? Not that what you have now isn't good.
Well, see, I'm not the expert on that, but I would assume about two more varieties.
Yeah.
Is it the Contender? Is that the one where comes in first is Freestone? I believe, but I may be completely wrong on that. That's why I depend on these farmers, because I don't have a brain for all this stuff.
Well, you know, there's so many varieties now, too. It's just, I've got like, I mean, we're all kind of in the same boat. We can't, we've been talking about all kinds of plants this morning, and there's just so many varieties. And now with the peaches.
Yeah, that's the same for sure. Thing.
What's the one that everybody uses for canning? I think that's the earliest one, earliest Freestone. It's not Contender.
Let me ask my peach.
We're just a fount of knowledge.
I'll ask my peach expert.
Okay.
Lane.
Yeah, just ask Lane. So, Billy, do you have plenty of blueberries? I know the blueberries are doing well because I passed some gorgeous blueberry trees, fields and fields down in Onslow County, Pender County.
We do have some blueberries, quite a few actually. We got corn is coming in.
Yeah.
Somebody back up a truck and shuck it right there, huh?
Yeah.
You're right there, shuck it right in front of you, or you can buy it Some of the vendors have it already in little Ziploc bags for you. You can take it home, put it right in the freezer.
Yeah, the lazy cooks.
And we used to love, you only want Silver Queen. That was the variety. And now there's zillions of them.
And they have, they're so much good. It ain't like old field corn.
Mule corn is what I call
corn,
it.
Mule corn.
Yeah.
Now they've got so many different varieties of corn. It's amazing. Now, I think everything I've tried in the past few years has been good. Yeah, it's sweet. I can remember, just like, we're not quite pea season yet, but I can remember, like my grandma, she had her one pea that she eat. My mom and dad had a different pea they eat.
Yeah.
And but that was probably the only two peas they had back then.
Right.
Probably 25 of them now or more.
Yeah, I remember one time, this is a little bit of history. It was in the middle of Watergate, and we had a recess, and I came home to Boone, and we always got our peaches. My mother would say to my daddy, now, when you're down under the mountain, bring some peaches back. So she canned peaches.
Under the mountain?
Yeah, when you come from under the mountain, it meant down Taylorsville, somewhere like that.
Oh, okay.
And the New York Times was calling around, wanted to know what the people involved in Watergate were doing on their, it was sort of a 3-day phase in the hearings, and the New York Times called our home, and Mama answered the phone and said that somebody from the New York Times wanted to talk to me, and they got on the phone and said, well, what are you doing on your 3-day vacation? I said, I'm peeling peaches for my mama to can, and I don't think they got what I was doing to this day.
They're still contemplated. Generations of the same people are right. What did he say?
Yeah.
Hey, it's wind blow.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. It finally occurred to me. Didn't have to look it up. How about that? Good. Things clicking this morning. So, Billy, I won't even ask you about the butter beans and crowder peas. That's what I'm waiting for. Right? That'd be July, I guess, late June.
We got snaps, and we got green beans, rather. We got green beans, and we've got sugar peas.
Yeah. You finished with the strawberries?
Yum.
No, we still got some strawberries.
Oh, boy.
We're probably another week. Maybe middle of this coming week, maybe next week, and we may have some, but it's getting close to the end.
How about that? All right, so lots of plants, I'm sure. People are selling hydrangeas and everything else down there.
You can get the potted plants. You can get cut flowers. You can get outdoor plants, indoor plants. I like looking at those little succulents and all, and I think, well, I probably don't have enough room on my bookshelves or counter store anymore of these things. But my wife, she keeps finding places.
Well, they have so many shades of green and so many shapes, and they're so easy to grow. They don't need a lot of care. So if you fall into the category of killing plants, this might be something you can handle without, we lead busy lives. Again, always remember to water, and succulents don't need a lot of water. So. What else? Let's see. Let's go up to the market shops. I know you have coffee and sweets galore up there.
Let's see if I can figure this right here out. We do. We have that good smelling cinnamon bread cookies down at the market bakery. It's so good. We have a food truck outside, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But
a food truck?
Food truck.
At the farmer's market?
At the farmer's market.
Wow. Okay, we will get to that. Let's leave everybody in suspense. So you got the Market Grill there.
The owner of that food truck, he walked in there and to look me, and he hollered my name, and he started talking to me. He said, we got to get out of here. I can't concentrate on what I need to tell you, smelling that bread. Said,
I know. That's the problem that everybody has when they go in there, are the fragrances from the 321 coffee to the Market Grill to the cakes and pies to the cinnamon bread as you walk down the line.
Yeah, and then all the pretty stuff to look at.
I know. That's right.
all the stuff that they're selling, little garden flags.
Yeah, old Ken's got plenty of that.
Yeah. Old-fashioned sodas.
Uh-huh.
You can get a Dr. Pepper here, Rufus.
That's right. That's right. You get the old type of Dr. Pepper there in the
fudge.
Last bottle.
Fudge.
Oh, fudge. You like the fudge, too.
Fudge. Yeah.
Well, Ben, have you seen that new sign they put up there on the Rufus dog? They must have dragged that thing out from when I was about a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
Is it kind of a retro?
It's a retro.
How about that?
Yeah.
Did you see the picture that I sent to Mike?
I don't know whether I did. I believe not.
I thought I did, but...
I know I sent it to you in message. I believe I had Rufus's picture on. Down there at the grill, supporting the Rufus dog.
Well, maybe that... What's that thing they do in sports now? Name, image, likeness, NIL. Maybe
I probably won't never get my picture on anything like that.
That's better than on the wanted side in the post office.
I don't know where you sent the. Did you send it on Facebook or?
I believe it was Facebook, maybe Messenger.
Facebook Messenger. All right, let me find it.
Well, that would probably be on this other telephone for that. But
yeah. Well, the Market Restaurant. And, I'm thinking about those biscuits, too, out there. And the seafood restaurant, Rufus, you wanted to say something,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. After the show last week, I went by and said, I want me some seafood. And one of my dearest friends, of course, as you know, owns it. And I got the fried oysters. And he said, my mother just loves the show.
All right.
And her name is Sue. I said, like Johnny Cash? And he said, yeah, Sue, my mother, loves the show. And so I want to do a shout-out for Sue and tell her what a wonderful son she has. He heaped so much oysters and scallops on my plate that it went for five meals.
Wow.
And, of course, everybody that leaves there leaves with a go bag.
That's right. Oh, you got to. Yeah, they give you so much. Billy, we only got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the food truck real quick.
Let me tell you about the food truck. We have a taco food truck that's serving ostrich, beef, and chicken, and chorizo tacos.
Oh, wow.
A North Carolina farmer, and you can buy his ostrich meat right at May Farm.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, a food truck serving ostrich at the farmer's market today. Thanks very much, Billy.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Farmer's market open 7 days a week. We'll be back.
This is Rufus Edmiston and the Charlie Alverson Band. We're going to play a little music and light up a life.
You wouldn't read the letter that I wrote you. You wouldn't let me call you on the phone. There's something I'm wanting to tell you, so I wrote it in the words of this song. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to that wild side of life. The glamour of a gay-eyed life has lured to the places where the wine and liquor flow. There you wait to be anybody's baby and gave up the truest love you'll ever know. I didn't know God made honky-tonk angels. I might have known you'd never make a wife. You gave up the only one that ever loved you and went back to that wild side of life. And went back to that wild side of life.
All right, all right.
All right, well,
the
once
number
again,
to call
hold,
in,
hold it down.
In Chicago is, yeah, that's Rufus. So, now, explain that. We are playing that. We play these by request, this song.
Right,
by request.
I was at a gathering on Friday night in Johnston County.
You were gambling?
A gathering. A gathering of lawyers. Now, that's sort of a gamble, but we were honoring the
that's
late.
A gaggle.
A gaggle of lawyers. We had a gaggle of lawyers honoring the memory of former clerk of court for so many years, Will Crocker.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends is a lawyer there, Jimmy Naron, and he said, well, why don't you get up and sing Honky Tonk Angel? I said, well, we don't have a band, but I said, you can request that we do it on the Weekend Gardener. He said, I make such a request. So this comes from a gathering of a bunch of fine lawyers, and I did, by the way, I did not see one person using a cell phone while we were there, and I thought to myself, what a wonderful gathering for a change, where we were just having fellowship, and we had White Swan Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
My friend Linwood Parker.
Yeah.
With White Swan Barbecue, way out in the countryside, and everybody was talking to one another, Republicans and Democrats.
How
county officials and others.
Nice.
And I thought, how wonderful. I did not see a cell phone even on anybody during that gathering. And I thought, what a wonderful retrospective time.
Right. Yeah, wonderful.
That's great.
Well, I hope he was listening this morning.
I think Brother Crocker would be.
Because we only play it once a day.
Yeah. What's that, Johnny Smith? Once a day, every day, all day long.
I drove by Senator Charlie Albertson's highway. I drove down the part of it. The Duplin County part of it is his.
What a great guy!
Yeah,
wonderful
good
legislator.
Person. Yeah,
kind heart.
Yeah, great guitarist too.
Oh yes.
He said he played rhythm on that song though. He didn't play lead. Rose Rhodes, another great person and wonderful listener, is with us. Hi, Rose, and author.
How you doing?
I don't know why we can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't?
I can now.
Oh, yes.
Maybe I'm not talking.
No,
right.
No, you.
Do we can't talk.
We got. No, we got you.
Okay.
We got you now.
I wanted to say that since you called my name, I had to call you.
Well, we've called your name before.
That's
great,
Rose.
You did call because we worried about you. We hadn't talked to you in weeks.
One time I hadn't been to church in a long time, and the preacher called my name, so I said, I'm going to have to go regular now.
Yeah.
There you go. We need your expertise.
Yes, ma'am. So,
anyway, June is the perfect time to propagate plants.
Yeah.
So yesterday I put in some hydrangeas and rhododendron.
Oh, wow.
And then I wanted to tell you, I've had a hydrangea for probably 5 or 10 years, and this year is the first time it bloomed, and it is a white lace cap.
A white? Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
Hmm.
Solid white?
Put some of those in.
That's unusual.
I was telling Phil about it.
Where I got it from.
Hmm.
Mrs. The day-lady person that used to live in Princeton.
Yeah.
Miss Powell.
Yeah.
Juanita Powell.
Yeah, Lolita Powell.
Lolita Powell, yeah.
Yeah, she was my mentor, and she was also my English teacher.
Oh.
So, anyway, it was good to know her.
Well, I was telling Phil a moment ago about I have a pure, dark, pink, solid lace leaf. And so I've never heard of a solid white lace leaf.
Well, you'll have to come out. I'm trying to root some. You can have one.
That's great. I bet that's beautiful.
Well, did you hear the caller, Rose, that wanted to know about rooting carnations?
No.
And we
gardenias.
Gardenias. We wanted to know if you could root them in water.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I do not like to root things in water because it's hard to keep it growing when you first plant it. So what I do is put damp sphagnum moss around the root, and then put it in the container with soil.
Okay, great.
Yep.
And then moss gets it started.
Right.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I think when you put it in water, the roots are like really tender and I don't know.
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah, they're very, I guess this isn't a good word, but kind of flimsy.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
They're just very tender, yeah.
So I usually do just regular soil or, you know, propagation mix or something like that.
Right. Yeah, I do pussy willows in water. They do well.
Oh, yeah, they would, of course.
They'll about root anywhere.
You can just stick those in the ground.
Yep, that's for sure.
Be like forsythia. Lord have mercy.
Yep.
Yeah. That will certainly
Well, I'm so glad you called.
I love y'all, and I guess I've just missed calling.
Well, you should miss calling because you're a part of the show, and you need to call.
So anyway, something I was going to tell you, but my brain is slipping.
No. It'll come back around in a minute. That's what I always say.
We'll just wait.
It's kind of like a computer disk.
I wanted to tell Rufus that I tried to propagate that Grand Slam camellia.
Yes.
And it calloused, but it would not root.
Oh my!
So water was getting into that little aluminum thing I put around it.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
And I put it in a pot in the shade, and I hope it will root.
Oh, great.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Rose, because I ordered one and paid for it, and I've never gotten it. So I need to go back and check on that.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, that's a wonderful camellia to have.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Grand Slam?
Grand Slam.
Now, what are some of the characteristics of it? What makes it great?
I think it's the most perfect red. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I can't remember. Ask Rufus. He might know.
Well, Rufus, why do you like it so much?
The reason that I had been told about it and saw pictures of it, and then Rose mentioned it, and she said, I'll try to root you one. And it's just anything that's a pink or a red just sort of grabs my attention. And I can't wait to see if it roots and what.
I sure hope it does.
It's just a fan. I was telling a while ago on the radio show that hydrangeas are such a compliment after the spring blooming Japonica camellias that it's a good plant to keep your year round something going on all the time.
That's right. And
what? Maybe I should ask you: are there any reblooming hydrangeas?
I've never heard of it.
Phil, have you heard of
it? I haven't. No.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know they come? Their seed will germinate. I have some of mine. I have down in my woodland garden, and in a wet, moist place, they germinate. I guess the wind blows them over there.
Oh,
and that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I've never tried to think about.
But they root so easily. I don't think you have to wait for a seed.
No, that's one thing that I always keep plenty of sand and spray and peat moss on hand. Speaking of seeds, maybe you'll know too. I have something that I think is so pretty called a yellow flag iris. And they grow from seeds so easily, as Phil knows. It has a little pod, and that pod gets seasoned. And you just take the seeds out and you take your thumb and push one in about a half an inch deep. And you've got the prettiest irises. Yellow flag iris, and it's not your typical iris.
It's not right. That. Is it that one that's used for medical for children's cabin colic or something a long time ago.
Golly, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
I have the yellow one, but I don't know if it's called Flag. And that's an antique, I guess, native.
Well, it is native. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Now, what were y'all asking about reblooming?
Hydrangea.
Yeah, endless summer.
It's called a rebloomer?
Yeah. Yeah, endless summer. I found a bunch of them.
Huh.
There's,
okay. Well, I know they...
Endless Summer, Let's Dance, Grin and Tonic, or some that I've seen. But Endless Summer is the most famous.
Okay.
And
well,
I knew the pink one.
But I think that's just what I would call a continuous bloomer. I would think if you... What I was sort of referring to is if you head it back, clip off the head, would it regrow back another one? I don't think that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if y'all were having a spell or something.
Oh.
It sounds good on paper.
Go, Rose.
A seance.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that straightened out. I was getting worried.
Well, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
I was worried about myself. I said,
if you've got a phlox, and you, when the first bloom has its lifetime, you snip it off and you grow back. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I think the English summer, I've got one of those, and it just keeps blooming and blooming endless.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether there is a kind of hydrangea where after it blooms and the bloom dies, you can clip it off and it will regrow another one. I don't know.
I wouldn't think.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
You have to be careful about cutting hydrangeas.
Glad we established that.
Yeah.
Your case was weak at first.
And yeah, it was weakened because I did not do the particulars. I did not do the receipt. I didn't do the receipts to loquitur.
He didn't do the research.
Well, Rose, you must find more time for us. You need to call us a little more often.
I need to do that. I miss talking to you.
Well, we miss talking to you.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say one thing about the coosa. I have an evergreen coosa dogwood.
Mm-hmm.
It's in full bloom right now.
Oh,
mine
wow.
is too.
Wow, how about that?
When I walked outside this morning, I was like,
there's
how
a re-blooming
in the world?
Dogwood.
How in the world are you still blooming?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It just shows that I can look out the kitchen window and I'm happy every day.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Well, thank you for listening to me.
Well, thank you for listening to us, Rose.
Okay, I love you.
Well, you
love
you too.
I love you too.
Bye-bye. And Steve's been waiting a while, as usual. We always keep Steve at bay. I'm sorry, Steve. I don't know what happens to us.
No. You got Rose Rhodes on there.
That's right. And don't you just love her? Yeah. So what's going on with you today, Steve?
We had 337 clumps blooming today. So I'm sitting out in the front yard under the shade of a sugar maple.
Is that a record?
Looking, not yet. We don't think we're at peak yet. But the one joy we get is every day we walk out, we have a different panorama. I mean, that's the one thing that's nice about having a different variety of daylilies is every day is a different landscape. It's just absolutely gorgeous.
Now, how big a piece of ground are we talking about here?
A half an acre.
All right. So what the rest of the year, what happens to that half acre?
Well, we've got other plants. I mean, we've got maples, we've got azaleas, we've got hinokis, we've got other flowering stuff that comes up later. We got coneflowers and that kind of stuff, the companion plants that go in there. But we've also got yard art, and we've got, it's landscaped pretty good.
Yeah, how about that? I was just curious as to what you had.
The primary focus right now is on our daylilies.
Yeah.
We just got through deadheading. And while I'm on that subject, we deadhead for two major reasons. One is it makes the clump look pretty for our visitors. Speaking of which, we've had more visitors this week than we've had in, I think, 5 years.
Wonderful. Well, I know you like people to come out and see it.
Our list listeners that say they hear me on the radio every Saturday.
Wow, isn't that nice? Yeah.
It is.
Makes you feel good, doesn't it? Makes
and,
me feel
you know,
good.
And the rest of them are relatives that come up here, and we can't, and every one of them to a man has said, we can't believe we haven't been here before.
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm sure.
I said, well, we've been here.
Yeah.
But we did head for that, and we did head also to keep them from seeding. If they, if it goes to seed, it takes energy away from the rest of the bloom. So we try to keep them from going to seed unless we purposely want them to go to seed. And we try to avoid that, and that's the two reasons why we did it.
So you just use a clipper?
No, you just pick them off.
Just pick them off, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You just pick them off with your fingers.
Hmm. All
and
right.
I can see a butterfly now pollinating five of my daylilies.
Oh, it's always nice to see a butterfly.
Oh, that's great. I didn't realize that about daylilies, Steve.
Have you got any of the flamethrowers in stock?
I've got one that Denny gave me that I'm going to put in the yard this week, but we...
Are they in short supply?
Yeah. We will probably, and don't come out today, and don't come out tomorrow. I mean, need to listen to this really carefully. Early fall or before, when it's time to put them in, we will probably have the largest... stock of daylilies, Lordy, of red buds that we have ever had.
Mm.
Okay,
We have it in a prominent place in our yard,
right?
And every visitor we've had has just absolutely been fascinated by it. And I've been kicking them your way. I just wanted you to announce to the listeners if you got them in stock. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
so,
not right now.
We've got...
That was information that needed to be passed.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is a most unusual. There's one on the Person Street side. It's what's the street there where your law firm sign used to be, Rufus?
Oh, that's the one right beside the
Lane?
Mansion.
Yeah, Lane Street.
Yeah, Lane.
So at the corner of Lane and Person, a flamethrower is there at the governor's mansion.
But let me get this in before you have to go to news.
All right.
My garden's name is Just One More. We will be here all day. We welcome visitors. If you go to the Raleigh Daylily website, there is a tab called Display Gardens. Our garden is listed as Just One More. Our address and phone number are there. If you give us a call, let us know you're coming. We'll be waiting on you. And I guarantee you, I will not let you leave without a plant.
Oh, so aww. Nice. That is so nice, Steve.
And it's only $100. I'm done.
Is that per person or a couple?
No, I'm just kidding. We're sharing.
Very good.
We have clumps that have to be divided. So we have shared with every visitor that's come here. So... I'm not going to change that policy. And I've got a spilled milk akuba that I've got a rootling on that I'll share with somebody if they want it. It is a beautiful bush.
Huh.
Okay, nice shade plant.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it I got it hiding my air conditioner, and it has been there for probably 15 years, and it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about it is it's easy to trim back and keep under control.
Yep.
Yeah, they are. Very good.
They are. And they recover very quickly from pruning. So it's good.
Steve, take care.
Hey, I love you guys.
Okay.
We love
take
you
care.
Too, my friend. You take care. Bye-bye. All right, more of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF.